Hello, good afternoon. Yeah, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a small opinion survey in your community. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, a radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And are you 21 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yeah.
The 50-50? Definitely or probably?
Oh, definitely I will vote.
Definitely. Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race, just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, a white Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Can you please tell me what is your age, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community?
54.
Thank you, sir. I know I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. Sir, can you please, for each one, rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on? You said 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, depends how you feel. The first issue is, yes, sir. The first issue is fighting racism and discrimination from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is that for you?
About 10.
And protecting voting rights and democracy from 0 to 10?
10.
And reducing crime and gun violence. What number?
10.
And making housing more affordable. What number?
10.
And now thinking about the race relations in America today. Sir, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Actually, I think it's more the same because nothing's really changed. So it's more the same.
Staying about the same, okay. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities? What's your opinion?
Not the same.
About the same. Thank you. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. Alcohol, the opiates and fentanyl, the heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, cigarettes, ketamine, or another party drugs. If you can select two, which you think is having the most negative impact on the African American community?
Most of it's going to be alcohol is one of them.
Okay. Another one?
And then you got drugs, crack, whatever the case may be, yeah.
They have them all together, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. That one, right?
Right. Right.
Okay, I want to ask you your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Now, tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Now, sir, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
You strongly agree? Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your rate. I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each one, sir, can you please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat, or not at all familiar with the product? Here's the first one. Oral or nicotine pouches. Are you very, somewhat, or not at all familiar with that?
I'm familiar with it, but I'm going to utilize it. Yeah.
Somewhat?
Familiar.
Somewhat familiar? Is that
somewhat
correct?
Familiar.
Somewhat familiar?
Yeah.
How about heat, not burn tobacco products? Are you very familiar with that somewhat or not at all familiar?
Not at all.
Okay. And e-cigarettes or vapes? Berries or what or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you, Spirit. I appreciate your patience on the line. I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That is about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' life lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or the cost of smoking has gone up? Which one do you think is the reason?
Education.
Okay, thank you, sir. Here we go. More education. And I'm going to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Can you please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? Here's the first one. While it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Second statement, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support the efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine pouches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that would reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Now, which one comes closer to your own opinion, sir? First one or second one?
That is. The second one.
Second one. Thank you, sir. Now, I would say would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? More, much more harmful? Somewhat more? Somewhat less or much less harmful?
Much more.
Much more harmful. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Can you please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Depends how you feel. Here's the first statement. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. Sorry, I think that's how you pronounce that.
Carcinogen.
Yeah, thank you, sir. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Now, from 0 to 10, 0 means you do not agree at all, somewhat agree, number 5, and strongly agree, number 10. What number, sir, from 0 to 10?
Thank you.
Now, the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved to hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to this alternative for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. From 0 to 10.
6.
Okay. And many people who smoke today came from minority population. There are nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can just not pretend this is not happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. From 0 to 10.
10, I agree.
You strongly agree with that, Ted? Okay, thank you, sir. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind, and it's okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you once again, do you agree or disagree that advancing harm reduction, tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or will not quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you strongly agree with that? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. And to finish this up, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Heat non-burn tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
And cigars?
No.
And smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. The last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, some college, college graduate, postgraduate?
Oh, college graduate.
Okay, thank you, sir. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
A divorce.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle.
Middle class? Is that correct?
Upper middle, yeah.
Oh, upper middle, okay.
Yeah.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, sir. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
More of a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Not so strong. I vote my conscience, and I don't vote for Republicans and Democrats. It just depends on how I think in my interest.
I'm just this year.
I don't straight ticket.
I understand. You don't go just because you're Democrat all the way. I understand. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. If the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of the day, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm.